This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning to you. I'm Pastor Brian de Villiers. I'm so glad to be with you this morning as we study the Word of God together. We began a series called Great New Testament Conversions, and today we're going to continue it. Zacchaeus the Publican. I want to read to you this morning from Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. And this is what it says. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but he could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. And so he ran ahead and climbed up in a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now I want to say to you this morning about Zacchaeus the publican. What a human story this is. It's well known. A well-to-do public man climbing a tree to get a look at Jesus who was passing by, and try to enter Zacchaeus' feelings as he sought to see Jesus, as he risked the scorn, the criticism of the crowd, when he climbed the tree, and as Jesus stopped before him, he told him that he wanted to go home to his house. The whole exciting incident is an illustration of Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. And there are three great attractions about it. Number one, it is the record of a sudden conversion. Some people do not believe in sudden conversions. But here we have one, if ever there was one. When Zacchaeus climbed up the tree, he was lost. You got that? And when he came down the tree, he was saved. It happened as quickly as that. From sin to grace. Number two, it is the story of the conversion of an unlikely man. Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector. He gathered the Jewish people's taxes. He was working for the Roman government. He squeezed his victims to the uttermost. He was a swindler, and he had no conscience whatsoever. No wonder he was hated for his dishonesty and his hard-heartedness. We are apt to write off some people as being too difficult for the Lord to save. Have you said that about someone? They're too difficult even for God to save. I want to say to you this morning, thank God. No one is beyond His grace. And we should not despair of the salvation of any single soul. Years ago here in Cape Town, I had the privilege of visiting a lady who was part of our church. But her husband was not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can remember clearly visiting her, sitting with her in her home, and the husband sat in the kitchen, put the radio on loud so you couldn't hear anything. And he used to smoke a pipe, and he would puff it so that the whole place would be blue with smoke. And she used to despair. She said, "I'm praying for my husband that he would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. But nothing seems to be changing him." She was despairing about it. She said she wondered if he would ever get saved. And I said to her, "Keep on praying. Keep on praying for him. Love him in spite of everything. Make his favorite food. Put his slippers out when he comes home. You just love upon your husband. And I'm telling you, you're going to see a change." A few years later, the church was having a crusade, and there was a guest preacher. And she left some pamphlets on the table. And the evening she was going to the meeting, it was a Sunday evening. And she looked up, and there he was. He was dressed. He said, "I'm going with you tonight." Well, she got a fright of her life. She didn't expect it. But he went with her. Without her invitation, he went with her. He went every night of the week for a number of weeks. And then they were going to have a baptismal service. And so he came to that night, and he said to her, "Look here, have you got a towel for me? I need a towel." She said, "What do you need a towel for?" He says, "I'm going to be baptized." With that, she phoned the pastor, and she said to the pastor, "Look here, we've got a problem here. My husband's coming. He's been coming to the meetings, and he wants to get baptized tonight." He said, "You just leave it alone. You don't worry. Let him come." And before the baptismal service, they spoke to everybody, and they spoke to him. And he had given his life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was baptized that night. He began to serve in that church. What a gracious man he was. I met them after that, and he became very ill. He became ill with brain cancer, and I've never forgotten it. He was there in his bed, and he said, "You know, I'm so grateful for God for what he's done. I'm so grateful to God for the chance and the opportunity I had serving in my church." And he said to me, "You know, Brian, I know I'm on the way. I'm going to be with Jesus." And I want to say to you, you see, sometimes we write people off. We say they're too difficult even for God to handle. But I want to tell you this morning, there's not a single person who cannot be saved. God saves us from the guttermost to the uttermost. Let's never forget that. There's no one that's beyond his grace, and we should not despair of the salvation of a single soul. Number three, this man's conversion was thorough. There was no half-hearted measure about it. Immediately the Lord met with him. He indicated his willingness to be 100% his follower and his disciple. How did the miracle happen? This study might well be entitled, "How to be Saved and Know It." How can one be saved and know it? Let us ask and answer the question from the incident. And let us remember that we shall not only discover how to be saved, but how to show others how to be saved. Here is the way to talk to a seeking soul and direct that person to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, you must mean business and seek the Lord with determination. You see, was Zacchaeus simply curious to see who Jesus was? Surely not. And we learn this from verse 2 and 3. "Now, behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was short of stature." A well-known man does not climb a tree just to satisfy an idle curiosity. Even Zacchaeus was dissatisfied and hungry and longing for that which he felt Christ could supply. He was tremendously earnest, for he sought Jesus. But what he did not realize was that Jesus was seeking him. Here then we have a seeking Saviour and a seeking sinner, and the two are bound to meet. This was Zacchaeus' only opportunity to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. If you seek me with all your heart, you shall surely find me, says the Lord. Isaiah 55 verse 6. What a good thing he was so determined and prompt to his action. Number two, you must overcome some obstacles. And we read this in verses 2, 3, and 4 of Luke chapter 19. Verse 2, it says, "Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich." Verse 3, "And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was short of stature." Verse 4, "So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way." Consider the valid reasons that Zacchaeus could have had given for not seeking Christ. They're all mentioned in this verse. You see, "I'm the chief publican, tax collector. What will others say? I'm too well known. Besides, the crowd is too great. I am so short. What will the family say? And the Joneses next door, or the Fundamavers, what will they have to say?" But Zacchaeus overcame all these objections. He even overcame his pride. And the greatest hindrance of all, if you are not saved, you will have to overcome certain obstacles before you can come into a saving relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Number three, you must receive the Lord Jesus as your own personal Savior. Verse 5 and 6, this is what it says. "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house.' So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully." You get that? He received him joyfully. Zacchaeus must have had a tremendous shock when Jesus stopped at his very tree and asked to go home with him. Most people hated Zacchaeus, but here was someone who loved him. Do you wonder that Zacchaeus came down out of the tree so quickly and received the Lord Jesus Christ so joyfully? How different from the rich young ruler that we read about in Mark 10, verse 22. But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. You see, he was sad. He went away from Jesus. You know why? His possessions drew him away from Jesus. And Pontius Pilate was faced with the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet Pontius Pilate was the man that turned away from Jesus Christ, the man that washed his hands of him. A Christian believer is one who is saved, is one who has received. Did you hear what I said? Received the Lord Jesus Christ. John 1 verse 12. "But to as many as received him, gave he the power to become the sons and the daughters of God, to as many as believe on his name." You have to receive him. If you get a present, somebody's giving you a present, you have to receive it. Only when you've taken it from them, it becomes present possession. Galatians 2:20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that live, but Christ who lives in me by the power of the Holy Spirit." You see, and we trust him by faith. We put our faith in him. Colossians 1:27, "It is Christ in you who is the hope of glory." Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone opens the door, I will come in and sup with them." Will you open the door? You have to open the door. No one is a Christian who has not received the Lord Jesus. If you would be saved, you must receive him, accept him, welcome him into your heart and life. This is very personal matter. In verse 6, it indicates it. It says this about him: so he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. He received him joyfully. Zacchaeus received the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, number 4, you must expect and be ready for criticism and opposition. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he's gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Verse 7 of Luke chapter 19. This opposition was directed against the Lord, but Zacchaeus was at the center of it. The people murmured, but Zacchaeus took his stand with Christ, although it meant being the target for the criticism, the misunderstanding of the crowd around him. It is not possible to become a real Christian without experiencing some measure of persecution and opposition. What did Jesus say? Blessed are you if you're persecuted for my name's sake. What did Jesus say in John 16:33? The things I've spoken to you, that you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. There's the truth. I have overcome the world. If you're going to be saved, you must be prepared for this. Are you prepared when people speak against you, when people mock you, when people scorn you? We need to be clear about that this morning. Number 5, you must confess the Lord before others. Look at this, the first 5 words of Luke 19, verse 8. What does he say? Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I gave half my goods to the poor, and if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore it fourfold. Zacchaeus did not go and hide. He had no intention of being a secret disciple. He had once identified himself with the Lord Jesus Christ, whom he now loved and whom he acknowledged openly as his Savior and his friend. That's what Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 says to us. If you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. If you're going to be a real Christian and have the assurance of salvation, open confession of your personal faith in Christ is absolutely essential. Number 6, you must be willing to obey the Lord. Look at verse 8, what it says. Then Zacchaeus stood and said, Lord, look, I give half my goods to the poor. If I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore it fourfold. Notice exactly what Zacchaeus said. He said 2 things. First, that he would make restitution. That is, he said, now that I'm saved, there are some things I must put right. And as far as it is within me and my power to do so, I will put those things right. But Zacchaeus also said that he was going to share some of his possessions with those whose need was far greater than his own. All this means that he was now living under a new master, the Lord Jesus Christ. He was no longer serving or pleasing himself. His whole desire was to serve and please the Lord Jesus Christ, whose disciple he now was. Let me ask you this morning, are you willing to go that far in order to be holy to the Lord? Give yourself holy to Jesus Christ. Lastly, number 7, you must rely upon the word of Christ for the assurance that you are saved. When we look at verse 9 of Luke chapter 19 that we've been studying this morning, this is what Luke chapter 19 verse 9 says. And Jesus said, today salvation has come to this house because he also is a son of Abraham. When Jesus said that, Zacchaeus knew that he was saved simply because Jesus had said so. This is the only way to get the assurance of salvation, to rest upon the word of Christ. As the palsied man did, he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to hear that again and again. Mark 2 verse 5, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." We need to hear that. And to the dying thief, what did Jesus say to him? "Today you shall be with me in paradise." And then I want to close this morning by reading to you from John chapter 5, verse 24. "Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." I want to ask you in closing this morning, do you know this experience for yourself? Have you experienced it? Have you surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, just like Zacchaeus did? Will you say, "Lord Jesus, I receive you into my heart and into my life to be the Lord and the Savior of my life"? Let us pray together this morning. Father, we thank you for your word. And we thank you that as we've been listening to it, the Holy Spirit of God has been speaking again into our lives. And I pray today that if someone has never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, this will be their moment this morning when they say, "Lord Jesus, I realize that I have a great need of you as a Savior. I ask you to come into my heart, into my life. I receive you as my own personal Savior from sin. Thank you for coming in. I want to love you. I want to serve you all my days through the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you. I'm your child, and nothing can ever alter that. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen." If you prayed that prayer this morning with me, then you've been born again into the family of God. Welcome to you today. If we can help you in any way, then I want to say, yes, Radio Cape Pulpit, we're willing to help you. Please contact them, 021-180-5744, 021-180-5744, at Radio Pulpit. They'd be only too willing to help you. Or you can contact me, Pastor Brian, 021-552-4096, 021-552-4096. 552-4096, Monday to Thursday between 9 and 12. Thank you for being with me this morning. I trust this has spoken into your heart and this has encouraged you today. Let's remember this man, Zacchaeus, who came to Jesus and he was received by the Lord Jesus Christ. Have a tremendous day. God bless you and God love you. I thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.